Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You may take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site if you'd like. You can go and you can vote on things like the different items you see there. They've been submitted by listeners like you. News items, YouTube video, blog post, whatever. Whatever somebody finds interesting or whatever you think is interesting, you could submit things too to the website, and then the most voted up makes it to the front page in the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and other people are more likely to see it as well. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Now we're going to go back into a story that we started in the first hour of the show, and then we'll continue taking your phone calls. To bring you up to speed, in case you weren't tuned in at that time, we've been talking about Lamb and Link's Gate, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but they are the formerly known as Prussian Blue, which is a band of, at the time, two very young ladies, like maybe 11 or 12 years old. I'm not sure at what age they started Prussian Blue, but it was pretty early on in their life. And it was at the, you know, the encouragement of some white Nazi nationalist type in their mom, who was also a white nationalist, a white separatist. These folks were very, very just horrible towards people of differing belief systems and other races. The lyrics were just steeped in hatred. And, of course,
chances are good the 11-year-olds weren't writing them.
I would say you're probably right about that. I can't say for sure that they didn't contribute to some of the songs and the writings.
I couldn't either.
They were fairly heavily indoctrinated with the ideas of hatred and racism towards others, and that's what their music was all about. They made a big splash in the media in kind of a not-so-positive manner in the aughts.
The media does love itself a good bigot.
And turns out they've grown up. Now they're 19, and they're twins, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. Sisters, twins, they Lamb and Link's Gate, they have turned into essentially hippie chicks, open-minded, peaceful hippie chicks, no longer calling for the extermination of anybody. And it's a great story about change and how it's even possible in a world where somebody has been completely closed off from the outside world, very very cloistered lifestyle, shut off and indoctrinated heavily, and still they can find truth. It's, I think, it's a wonderful story of dynamic characters, and it's great to see these young ladies come to some more positive ideas. So we're going to continue this piece from thedaily.com. And the guy writing this, Aaron Gell, is the executive director of the New York Observer. He's somebody who wrote an article about these girls many years ago, probably about 5 years.
Keeping an eye on them.
About 5 years ago. So he's doing good journalism. He's following up. And this is it's a great follow-up story. So they're talking about how the stress of being the Nazi pop twins and all the horrible things that, you know, were brought upon them. Obviously, there were a lot of people that hated them because they hated people, which certainly isn't the right way to solve that problem.
No,
but
bad solution.
In addition, they were young teen girls playing at Nazi events, and inevitably some really intense characters and some scary dudes were kind of hanging around them.
Well, they had everything the Backstreet Boys had, except that their throng of horny 14-year-old girls was in fact a throng of horny, skinhead, angry 19-year-old guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, a
probably
lot
older too,
like chains and guns and stuff like that. But you know, this what you were saying there about hate not being the solution reminded me of the story of the guy that was the skinhead from L.A. or something like that, burned down this preacher's church. If you remember the story, and then the preacher somehow I think it met him in prison or something like that, and
he forgave him,
turned him around with love, and then the guy turned into a preacher for the preacher or something like that.
Now, Mark, is that that kind of forgiveness? Is that, did he ask? I don't think he asked for forgiveness, did he? Because you normally jump on me when I talk about forgiving people if they didn't ask for it.
I don't know whether he asked for that forgiveness or not.
I don't think he did. I think that preacher just forgave him anyway.
Yeah. I wonder how he felt about it initially.
I don't know. But anyway, that guy that was forgiven, hate-filled bigot turned into a preacher and came, like, actually became a preacher for that man's black church, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I recall the story, I'm sure there's a bit more to it, but yes, that's how I recall the story.
I forget the guy's name, though. Johnny Lee something or other. It's one of those three-name guys.
Couldn't be too difficult to search that story on the Internet in some way or another.
No doubt about it. So back to the story here about Lamb and Lynx and how it is that some of their stress may have manifested in some pretty severe health problems, including for Lynx, cancer, which was found during her freshman year of high school, tumor removed from her shoulder, a rare condition called CVS, cyclic vomiting syndrome. Lamb, her sister, has struggled as well. She suffers from scoliosis and chronic back pain, as well as a lack of appetite and intense emotional stress. During several of our conversations, she burst into tears as she agonized about how to balance her love for her mother with her desire to let the world know that the girls have moved on.
It's got to be very difficult. You know,
her mom is a racist.
Yeah, she's really caught in the situation. You know, and I feel bad for these girls and their medical conditions. We all have our crosses to bear, and as it were. And, you know, I mean, it's got to be very difficult for her.
Approximately a year ago, Lamb and Lynx stumbled onto a new treatment that they say has done wonders for many of these ailments. Lynx told me, I have to say, marijuana saved my life.
Oh, no.
I would probably be dead if I didn't have it. See, she discovered pot while recovering from her cancer treatments. She'd been prescribed morphine and OxyContin, which is a painkiller medication, which she quit cold turkey. One day, she was having a bout of nausea, and her friend offered her a toke. She was reluctant at first. The girl's biological father had been a druggie when they were young, according to Lynx. But the drug worked wonders, and soon Lynx became one of the first five minors to get a medical marijuana card in Montana. And now Lamb has one as well. Pot has also helped the twins rekindle the creative impulses they once channeled into their music. They've both taken up painting, astrological themes mostly, and Lynx restores furniture. They hope to enroll in college and intend to dedicate themselves to making medical marijuana legal in all 50 states. Meanwhile, they'll keep growing up. Impressive as their transformation has been, for instance, their views on World War II still bear traces of the Holocaust denial ideology they were taught as children. For instance, when asked whether the Holocaust happened, Lynx replied, I think certain things happened. I think a lot of the stories got misconstrued. I mean, yeah, Hitler wasn't the best, but Stalin wasn't, Churchill wasn't. I disagree with everybody at that time.
Well, I would agree that, I mean, basically World War II, if it wasn't for the Allies being in it, would have the battle between Stalin and Hitler was the largest war in history besides World War II, and it's a war between bad guys.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. There's atrocities on both sides. It's terrible stuff, and you know, to say that Winston Churchill wasn't a warmonger is to not look at what Winston Churchill was in his life. He's a guy with a bunch of great quotes. He's kind of like Reagan.
No, I agree with you, Mark. I think that that particular passage shows kind of the skew of the particular author of this story. So I think it's good that she sees all sides as being bad in that particular conflict. War sucks. Anyway, we continue. Lamb concurred, I think everybody just needs to freaking get over it, she said. That's what I think. Indeed, they'd both rather talk about ways to help the world in the present than rehash what seems to both of them like ancient history.
I think a lot of people can get annoyed by the idea of talking about the Holocaust and stuff like that because it doesn't affect them on a day-to-day basis. But one of the things that I think is really great about the Holocaust movement, as it were, is their big thing is never again.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews experienced a lot of pogroms. They're certainly not the only people in history to see genocide, but they faced a lot of them. And they say, never again. We're going to educate people, and this is never going to happen again.
Same thing with Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Is there a lot of education going around about that? I don't feel like there is.
Not enough.
I don't think
not
that enough. There's anywhere near enough education going on, because to educate people about the horrors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you would have to say the United States did something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And most people won't jump up and say that. Most people are happy to say...
Bad. It was very bad.
Are happy to say that the people on 9/11, the terrorists on 9/11, were doing something horrible. But to me, what seems like... just another civilian attack in both cases, the dropping of the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they don't seem much different to me.
Lamb and Lynx have been exposed to enough negative energy to last a lifetime, and they've had enough. Lamb said, we just want to come from a place of love and light. I think we're meant to do something more. We're healers. We just want to exert the most love and positivity we can. Great stuff. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vapersmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vapersmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. And they're all free, of course. News.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and pick it up at your local gun dealer.
800-259-9231. Before we continue with your calls, Mark, you expressed to me during the break that there was something you wanted to clarify.
Right. Well, I'd said that I'd drawn a parallel between the 9/11 attacks and the dropping of Big Boy and Little Man on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I know that that upsets a lot of people. But I think that these parallels exist. The United States government is a government, and Al-Qaeda isn't a government, but it's an organization that uses force to get what it wants. So essentially what it is a proposed government. It is an organization that would be government if it were allowed to.
Yeah.
So, a government is essentially the largest group willing to use force in a given landmass area. Al-Qaeda is not the largest one, but I don't see that there's much difference. What Al-Qaeda did on 9/11 was attack civilians in order to, get a set of goals reached. If you'll take a look at what their set of goals was, instead of just listening to what, Rush Limbaugh or, whatever the liberal guy is out there, whomever, and if you actually look, what they say their proposed goals is to get the United States out of the Middle East, out of the holy places, to get the, and something about Israel and all that stuff. They're upset the United States is in the Middle East. They're upset the United States is supporting Israel. Frankly, I understand where they're coming from. And they were willing to hurt civilians in order to get attention. What did the United States do by dropping bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima? I mean, you don't have to be a history scholar to know that almost everybody but the most hard line right wing history person would say that those bombs were dropped. I mean, this is what the people in government said at the time. Those bombs were dropped on civilian targets to demoralize the Japanese people. Well, what do you think they flew those planes into the towers on 9/11 for?
Terror is terror is terror. I see where you're
terror
coming from.
Terror is terror. And that's what was done. And so, people are going to be upset. I know I'm going to get emails on this. Everybody, when Osama bin Laden was killed, the fact that, we said that it was an assassination, we got all kinds of trouble. All we try to do here is to look at situations in a critical fashion. If you're willing to look at situations in a critical fashion, I'm willing to, I'm willing to talk to you. Talk me out of this one. I don't want to believe the United States government, is on par with Al-Qaeda, but I tend to.
Anybody who looks at, hold on a second, they're not just on par. Anybody who looks at the government from a critical perspective, an honest critical perspective, has to come to conclusion that they're not just on par with Al-Qaeda. As you said, Al-Qaeda just wants to be government.
Well,
government actually does. Right. Government uses far more force on a far more regular basis against far more people than the people calling themselves government do this far more than the people who call themselves Al-Qaeda.
Well, there's one more saving grace for Al-Qaeda here, because in the United States, we propose to be a government of the people. So if that's a true statement, and I don't believe it for a second, but if that were a true statement, then Al-Qaeda attacked largely the American government because it killed American citizens, who are we the people, who are the government. Whereas in Nagasaki, Japan was an emperorship.
Mm-hmm. They don't believe they're the government.
They didn't drop the bombs on the emperor. Mm-hmm. They attacked subjects of the emperor. Oof. People that would not
claim. Now you're really digging deep, Mark.
I'm just saying. That's the one difference. I don't believe any of this stuff. I don't believe that citizens of the United States actually have that much control over their government.
Sure.
If they did, it would look entirely different. But I'm just saying.
I see where you're coming from. 800-259-9231 to the phones and your thoughts. Let's talk to Vince, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Vince. Vince in Indianapolis, going once. Vince in Indianapolis, going twice. Let's try instead Captain Ned, calling from Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark and Ian, how you doing tonight?
Hey there. What's on your mind, Captain Ned?
Hey, first of all, I'll get that sea lion guy, but first I'd like to congratulate Pete Nedimo for that stunning victory of theirs.
Yeah, people can go to freekeen.com to get some of the news reports on Pete Nedimo winning like you said, just a stunning victory with a jury deciding they are not guilty of wiretapping and resisting arrest for recording the police and recording jail guards on public property in a public way down in Greenfield, Massachusetts. It was it's a historic week for the liberty movement, and yesterday was a historic day. Something that is just. It's unsurpassed thus far, and I hope it's the beginning of many, many good things to come.
Well, I'll tell you what, those guys had some real new you-know-whats, and that jury nullification, that hybrid defense using an attorney, but going in on your own, I agree with you. Very few attorneys are competent enough in an open courtroom to say anything that's legal, you know?
Mm.
You just won't see that. But anyway, there was an interesting call from the Sea Lion guy. I just want to say I share Mark's... enthusiasm for that lifestyle.
The Sea Lion guy is a guy that called last hour to promote. It seemed like a bit of a plug call, but
right.
Still was interesting because he was promoting this idea of kind of living out on a big raft
Well, it's actually a catamaran, which I'm sure Captain Ned will tell us is the most stable platform for a sail-driven vessel.
Well, they're fairly stable, but you do see that big mast swing underneath the sea every once in a while. I mean, nothing's unsinkable.
That much is true.
But he had a kind of cavalier attitude about hurricanes, and I would venture he's never been on one in land, let alone on water, because you approach one like that, it's probably the last mistake you'll make on a boat.
Yeah, but my advice is if you're on the largest, most seaworthy vessel in that you can possibly be on, is travel on a perpendicular course to that hurricane as fast as you can.
Hey, thanks, Captain Ed, for the call. As always, appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Tony, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, good evening. I have two things. I want to run a compromise by you in just a sec, but first, I believe that, you know, when we made the decision to drop the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Wait a minute, you were there? Made a decision?
I said when we, as the United States.
I'm not involved in that, but okay, go ahead.
Right. Good point. But anyway, you know, we had already decimated their Air Force, and we had already strategically taken out all viable military targets on the Japanese mainland.
No doubt. They had been decimated. I'll tell you what. Hang with us. We'll bring it back. You can finish your thoughts. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It was really because of the emperor not... completely kowtowing, right?
As I understand, they had tried to surrender, and they were just waiting for...
We'll let Tony tell us in a moment. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can enjoy our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy it for free. We've got a mobile site there. Go to m.freetalklive.com. Quick access to our live streams and podcast right there at m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing. Find out more by going to weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending upward. Visit weusecoins.org.
Okay, so 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. We're going to continue with Tony listening to Huntsville's WBHP. Tony, you were talking about World War II with us, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and you had just gotten into what you had to say. So please do continue.
Thank you. You know, another thing I wanted to bring up, we knew, you know, like you said, the Japanese people were subjects, and, you know, they were willing to fight to the death. I mean, there was not going to be any surrender or anything at that point. And to prove how stubborn the Japanese people and how proud that they were, that they were fighting actually for a just cause, is the mere fact that we had to drop two bombs. The first one didn't do it. We had to drop the other one until they finally said, okay, you know, maybe we better rethink this thing.
I don't disagree with those statements. I have heard people, I have heard talk and read about dissenters in Japan to the Japanese participation in World War II. I think it's interesting that the leadership in Japan was looking at trying to, remember, they had tried to surrender through Russia a couple of months before this. The United States wouldn't take their surrender because they demanded a unconditional surrender. The Japanese wanted the condition that the emperor could remain the emperor and remain godlike and all that other
stuff. That's why they dropped the bombs.
Yeah.
Right?
And the United States government then, when they did finally surrender unconditionally, let them have that condition. So they kind of
Well, the other condition was that they didn't want to disarm their entire military complex.
As I understand it, there was only one condition, and that condition was that the emperor remain the emperor. We can always have these historical debates. There's no way that anybody can win it, but that's just what I've heard. Read.
Before I go, let me throw out a possible compromise. This is something I've been thinking about, and I wanted to bring it up as a possible topic and also get your opinion on this. How about if we trade the death penalty, we abolish the death penalty, and we abolish abortion?
You know, I think that it's interesting people will draw parallels between these. You know, this is just sort of an imaginary political, fantasy political
game. You asked me one of these silly questions earlier, Mark.
Yes, this is the...
What was your silly question you asked me?
I can't even remember. Would you take universal health care if we got out of all wars? And you took universal health care.
And I said yes, because I wouldn't go along with universal
health
care.
You wouldn't pay it anyway.
Right, because it doesn't define how I would behave.
Well, personally, I'm of this opinion.
So wait, hold on. Can you ask the question one more time, Tony, just to clarify it?
Yeah, okay. My question is that, it's not really a question, but I do want to know what you guys think. I think a fair compromise, as far as America's concerned, is we trade, we abolish the death penalty, and we abolish abortion.
What do you mean when you say abolish abortion?
Well, we overturn Roe versus Wade.
So let's be more specific in what you're saying then.
Okay.
What you're saying is you want to abolish the death penalty, which that statement makes sense because you're abolishing, you're removing the government's program of putting people to death as an official policy. But to abolish abortion is essentially you saying we're going to prohibit abortion. And so you're asking for two completely different things. One is a change of policy with how the government handles prisoners, convicts. The other is a prohibition on human behavior. And we know what happens, or at least you should know, what happens when you prohibit things.
Well, it all comes down to how we as Americans and how we as human beings, what value we put on all life. Whether it's despicable life that could rape and torture little kids and get sent to death row, because as a society, we are saying that those people don't deserve to live anymore. They gave up their right to live when they commit heinous, disgusting crimes. All the way down to the most innocent of life, which is a fetus that has been created and that has no defense whatsoever for itself. So you've got both ends of the spectrum.
Right.
And
so tell me,
I guess the question I'm asking is what value are we willing to put on all human life?
So tell me, I'm pro-life, right? Like, I believe that it is homicide to kill an unborn fetus. But I don't believe that abolishing it, attempting to prohibit it has worked in the past, and I don't think that it'll work in the future. I think what you'll end up doing is creating unsafe situations for girls. You'll throw doctors in jail that could otherwise be helping people. My concern is A, I think that some guys on death row are guilty, and I certainly wouldn't want to trade the lives of guilty men for some guys are guilty. I wouldn't want to trade the lives of guilty men for girls that have gotten themselves in trouble and see the only solution as an abortion. Another thing that always concerns me about the abortion situation is, besides the fact that it's sexist and it gives a woman the opportunity to make a decision as to whether or not she's going to have a child for 4.5 months longer than it gives the guy the opportunity to make that decision, I think that it also tends to be touted by people who don't have foster children. And I think that to really have a high moral stand in this particular issue, one needs to have taken some of those kids that might have otherwise been unwanted out of...
I have three foster children.
Then you are on high moral ground, my friend.
And also, I want to ask you just a question. Honest, and be honest. If we execute somebody, lethal injection, hanging, firing squad, whatever, is that murder? You know, what do you call that?
It's continuing the cycle of violence, because in many cases they get the wrong guy. It's not murder.
Violence and murder are and someone losing their life can't be equated.
No, murder is the lawful taking of murder is the unlawful taking of life, and it would be lawful taking of life because the law says so. So it's not murder. It's an execution. It is it is homicide. It is killing. It is all of those things.
Killing.
It is a government. Exactly. It is a government killing its citizens.
By the way, and violence doesn't solve violence. By the way, if you have the moral ground. Because of what Mark was saying earlier, you have the moral ground because you have foster kids, so therefore you can speak better on that issue. You lose the moral ground as soon as you advocate for prohibition. Because
he didn't advocate for it. He asked us, would we be willing to trade it, and he wants our opinion on it.
I see where you're coming from.
So watch your slings and arrows here, my friend.
I see what you're saying. I don't know if I necessarily said he advocated it, but thanks for the correction.
You said you lose it. Because you advocate.
When you advocate. I could have been talking about the third person you, but anyway.
Oh, God.
Are
you advocating prohibiting abortions?
We can parse words, but really, what I'm getting at is how we value life.
Yes.
Now, and I guess my point was this, at the end of the day, me personally, I would be, okay, I would be, because I'm for the death penalty. I'm pro death penalty, okay? I would be willing to give that up in order to make abortion illegal.
I see what you're saying, and it's one of these silly...
I wouldn't make that particular trade.
Utopian.
But, Tony, I want to thank you for adopting those three foster
kids.
Thanks
for the call, Tony.
I don't thank a lot of people on air.
I thank him all the time. 800-259-9231. Hey, gratitude.
I thank Tony for what he is in the world.
We're coming up. You could take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the promotional stuff. So if you want to get some flyers you can print out to help share the word about Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Maybe you'd prefer to have a banner for your website. We've got those too. Various different types. Graphics. You can actually take high-resolution vector graphics. You can take and make your own whatever you want out of it. Make your own Free Talk Live coffee mug if you want. It's all up to you. Over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Briefly on the execution topic that Tony called in about. Mm-hmm. I'm not against executions. I'm against executions for this one main reason. Government is made up of men, and men are fallible. Fallible men make mistakes. Juries are notorious for appealing to authority. They just they abdicate their authority and go along with what the government says. The government is in the form of the prosecution.
I've seen it happen.
There's a lot of innocent men on death row. You can this can be proven by going to the Innocent Project, innocenceproject.com, I think it was what it is, whatever it is. You can find out that there have been more than 200 men released. I don't mean their sentences were commuted to life or some other sentence. I mean they were released from prison for because they were found to not be guilty.
How many of them died,
since
though?
Since the 1970s. Right. And so how many people have been executed? How many of those people who are innocent is the question one has to ask. Would you keep the death penalty, Tony, if you knew that one out of every 10 men that was executed was innocent?
That'd be crazy to say yes to.
Right. I mean, if so, one has to question, has to question, I don't know. I have to question your morality if you would say yes to that. I'm not saying he would. I don't
you
think
can't.
He would
That's
say
somebody,
yes to that.
Somebody who would say yes to that would be someone who could not empathize, someone who could not put themselves in the shoes of someone who is falsely accused.
A sociopath?
Someone who is falsely accused. Yeah. Somebody who believes that, I'm a law-abiding citizen and I would never get caught up in something like this. Well, there are plenty of people who thought they would never get caught up in some sort of criminal trial. And turns out, they were falsely accused and they never thought it would happen to them.
Doesn't take much for somebody to point a finger at you, to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, all
right.
Those kinds of things.
And so, if it's a state prosecutor, then good luck.
Yeah. And that's really it, because juries just tend to find people guilty. At 66% of felony cases are found guilty.
You would think
in this climate here in the United States where everybody takes plea bargains that most of the people that are actually taking their cases to trial are innocent, I would think.
Let's talk to you about you and your thoughts. Jessica, listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just stumbled onto you guys today, so I'm a first-time listener.
Wow.
You're probably pretty shocked.
Not really, because I grew up in a libertarian household.
Wait, you grew up in a libertarian household, but you didn't become a hardcore authoritarian? We were talking about how a lot of times kids will rebel against their parents. How did that not happen to you?
I don't really know. They didn't really push it down our throats.
Ah, there you go. That's what I was suggesting earlier, is that the parenting style where parents are shoving their belief system down their kids' throats rather than letting them come to their own conclusions is likely going to be going to result in them rebelling.
Yeah, they didn't say you have to believe this, but you know, they exposed us to their beliefs and many other beliefs also, that I have just decided that that's the way I believe.
Excellent.
But anyway, the reason I called is because prior to stumbling onto your radio program, I stumbled onto the Free State Project.
Okay.
And my husband and I were both sick and tired of working so hard and paying all these taxes for all of the freeloaders. And we're seriously considering moving to the Free State.
Fantastic.
But we're apprehensive. You know, that's a big deal to move away from our whole
family.
Sure
is. Absolutely.
Thing that we've known.
Sure,
we've
left
never even
Florida.
Been to New Hampshire.
I moved here sight unseen. I did not visit once. It's probably not a bad idea to visit, but if you can't afford it, then save your money for the move is what I say. I thought it was just a brilliant concept. It took me a while to get over the idea of the fact that it'd be cold, considering I was born and raised in Florida. But I did get over that because I figured, well, that's the least of my concerns. If I have a chance at being free, I don't mind being a little chilly at certain times
right.
of the year.
Right. Well, that's what I said the other day. If I have to be cold to regain my freedom, then I'll be cold. But
well, okay, so what else are you apprehensive regarding the move to New Hampshire?
This is the funny thing. When I mentioned it to my father, he said, but New Hampshire is a notoriously socialistic state.
What?
What he's thinking of is New England
or Vermont.
If you take a look at the, take a look at the voting, the presidential voting of all the states up in New England, you'll see that just about all of them are blue, except for New Hampshire. New Hampshire is kind of this purple state that's in this blue territory. It's not all red. But hey, take a look at Texas and Utah. If you think that red states are free, so no is the answer to that.
No, I realize that.
You might want to look at the Mercatus Center's recent study that came out, found that New Hampshire was the freest of all the 50 states. There's also an excellent
Mercatus.
Yeah. There's also an excellent document at freestateproject.org called The 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. Have you found that yet?
Yeah, I definitely looked over that.
That should be a real eye-opener.
Yeah, my question for you is, what is the job climate?
It is good. The New Hampshire economy is the best of New England, from what I understand.
Well, yeah, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the Northeast.
The lowest unemployment rate in the Northeast. It's one of the lowest in the entire country, one of like the top three or four lowest.
Yeah, I hear North Dakota's great.
Yeah, so it's fairly good, but it is a small state at the same time. Some people do find, like going to a more urban place like Manchester is the best option, and there are still people that commute to the Boston area to get jobs in certain areas that may not be available up here. But jobs are jobs, and
yeah. The unemployment rate here is 4.9%.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
National's 9.2.
Lowest tax burden of all of the 50 states, as I understand it. The lowest ratio of government employees to actual, productive members of society. There are all kinds of reasons.
No income tax, no sales tax.
Right, and then you look
There's no state income tax and no sales tax. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's right. There is a prepared meals tax, so when you go out to eat, there's like a 9% tax there.
Which is about what most state taxes. Sales
there are a lot of challenges. I mean, for somebody to think, hey, it's all free up here. No. It's not the live free or die state. It's only a name only, the live free or die
state.
They
just write that in the license plate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I noticed that the property taxes seem to be proportionately higher.
Yeah, that's
correct.
They're high. The only tax that exists in the state is property tax, and
that's not a true statement. There's the meals and food tax, which I just told you about. There's a hotel room tax as well.
Well, how many people live in the state that worry about that?
Right. It's an untrue statement, Mark. That's all I was correcting you. And if they don't have a tax, they call it a fee. So you know, be careful with that statement. But all that said, you know, the tax burden is overall low. Although, for me, it was an increase in taxation. I mean, I'll be honest. That when I moved here, I'm paying more taxes because Florida didn't have
Florida,
a state
income
tax.
They put the taxes on the tourists.
Right. And so I was paying like $1,500 a year in property taxes in Florida, and here I pay around $6,000 a year. Of course, I live right in downtown Keene, and that's, you know, there's some convenience factors there, but I live in the highest taxed place in the entire state. I moved to Keene because one of the reasons was because there's a lot of great civil disobedience that was going on here that was really inspiring to me, and some of the early movers who inspired me, but also because I knew Keene would be a challenge, and I thought it was important to set Keene free. Or to at least help
I don't know how I feel about personally doing civil obedience. I admire those that are doing that.
Oh, it's not right for everybody. It'd be nice if everybody would do it, but no, it's certainly not right for everybody if you've got kids.
Support anyone that's doing it.
Well, then I would recommend going to cdevolution.org. It's the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And it's a great way to support people that are doing civil disobedience, support them financially. And there are other ways to support them on the ground. Like today, Jim Johnson got out of jail. We've been talking about him for the last several weeks. He was held in a prison cell for 3 weeks because he wouldn't fill out, because he wouldn't fill out a court form. Then after he filled out the court form, they held him anyway because he still refused to pay the fine. And so it really ended up being just all about money. So he and his wife, Lauren, decided that they were going to go ahead and pay the ransom. They collected some money from some generous supporters and went and paid the ransom this morning. He was released.
And what was it that he supposedly did?
He was convicted of trespassing for walking around the jail with me and
a
bunch of other people at a protest. We were all convicted of it.
And they had been protesting at this jail for like 2 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of background. If you want, go to freekeen.com, search Jim Johnson, and then drop into the forum there and introduce yourself if you haven't done that. That's one of the more busy...
Can I ask one other quick question? Is there a radio station I could listen to you on in this area?
In
LRN.FM.
Yeah, you have to go online, I
LRN.
think.
LRN.FM.
Unless you're in Charleston, we can put you on hold and give you the answer off the air. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.